All eyes turned away from the food to Jesse as he entered the conference room. Mayor Walker stood up and intercepted Jesse, looping her arm through his and marching him back outside into the hallway. "Where are we with the investigation? Have you made any progress in mitigating what Officer Davis did?" the mayor asked. "Because I don't mind telling you, Jesse, we're being slaughtered in the press. And the men in that room are looking for something to hold on to." Jesse thought about his answer before he gave it. His instinct was to not share until he had some evidence that would stand up in court. But he owed Connie for backing him when he hired Alicia. "I think Alicia's telling the truth," he said. "She was returning fire when she killed John Vandekamp." The mayor looked stunned and puzzled. "What? How is that?" "I can't prove it yet, but we're close." "Who's we?" "Lundquist and Chief Forster from Swan Harbor." "Should I say anything to them? They're pretty desperate to hear something positive. While it's not exactly civil war in the streets, tensions are running pretty high. And, like I said, we're getting killed in the press. With all of Vandekamp's and Reverend Sam's people here, it won't take much for things to explode." "You can't say a word, not yet," Jesse said, his tone firm. "I can't prove anything, and we can't risk a leak. No one can know anything about what I've told you. No one, Connie. We can't give anyone a chance to cover their tracks." "Okay, Jesse, your people have done a good job of keeping the peace so far, and I trust you. But I'm afraid something's going to give soon." Jesse pointed at the conference room. "What's this about, anyway?" "They want to hold a town hall prayer vigil thing at the old meeting house tomorrow night. I'll let them explain." Jesse and the mayor walked back into the conference room. Jesse understood the impulse to show unity. The tension was palpable, and a prayer vigil might be a way to vent some of the steam. But it could also be trouble. "Gentlemen," he said, nodding, "the mayor tells me you want to hold a prayer vigil in the old meeting house tomorrow night." Rabbi Kaplan, a tall and slender man with a kind face, stood and gestured toward the imam. "Jesse, this is Imam Muhammad Talib from the Islamic Society. For many years, we have served on the Council for Religious Unity, and when Father Strobe suggested we do this, I thought of the imam." "Assalamu alaikum," Jesse said. Imam Talib, an older olive-skinned man, smiled. "Wa alaikum salam. Where did you learn this, Chief Stone?"
"When I worked in Los Angeles, there were two mosques in my patrol sector." Reverend Sam had had enough of the pleasantries. He stood up and strode over to Jesse. "I'm good at reading faces, Chief Stone. I can tell there is something about this you don't like."
"I understand the symbolism of this happening in a place connected to the Underground Railroad. I can't stop you. But not everyone will be inside the meeting house praying and holding hands."
"Meaning?" asked Reverend Weber.
"There's bound to be protesters outside the meeting house, and they're not going to be polite." Father Strobe said,
"You mean Vandekamp's people?"
Jesse nodded. "They've been fairly well behaved to this point. But if you know anything about their history, it won't last. They wait for events like you're planning to show their real colors. I suggest you go on the web and see what they do."
"We must never let the haters win," said the rabbi. "We are all agreed."
All the clergy nodded in affirmation.
The imam said, "We realize this will make it difficult for you, most especially because of the incident which seems to have sparked all this. But people of faith must never be intimidated by such people as these."
"We're sorry, Jesse," said Father Strobe, "but this is going to happen. We just wanted you and the mayor to be prepared."
Jesse and Mayor Walker shook their hands as they left.
"Well, Jesse, it looks like your people are going to be getting even more overtime."
"Connie, at this point, I think they traded in to make this go away." She patted Jesse's forearm.
"If that was the way things worked, I'd resign in a second."
As he listened to the mayor's heels clack on the linoleum floor, Jesse realized that he might need to push the envelope more than he'd wanted to.